the biggest stories from the pages of the London Free Press and lfpress.com. This is the London Free Press Podcast with your host, Rachel Gilbert.
Welcome to the London Free Press Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Gilbert. The Thames Valley District School Board has been under fire lately for not only its multi-million dollar deficit, but also an extravagant retreat taken by senior executives and now an interim education director, while the current education director is on paid leave. So today I'm talking with London Free Press editor Pat Maloney about what is going on at the board office. Hi, Pat. How are you?
Rachel, how you doing?
Good, good. I know that you worked with Heather Rivers on a lot of these stories. Heather wasn't available today, so we're happy to have you join us and give us some more insight into what's happening. So let's start with Thames Valley's deficit. It now sits at 7.6 million, but that was after a lot of job cuts and other cuts to different programs, services, things back in the spring. What kinds of things were cut? How, you know, what was the deficit looking like back then before we got down to 7.6?
Yeah, so again, I am just pinch hitting for Heather, who's been the reporter on the school board for years and has done such a great job on this travel situation. And previous to that, these budget cuts, which you're right, the school board has a budget of about 1.2 billion and they have a deficit of 7.6 million. So that's pretty hefty. Obviously should be a top priority, which makes the spending issues all the more concerning. That 7.6 million is $11 million less than it was. And that's come through job cuts. So job teacher positions cut, educational assistance positions cut, school supplies cut. And, I'll just note they cut the budget for kids' field trips by 50% to $500,000. So they've managed to whittle down what was roughly an $18 million deficit to 7.6 million, which is where we sit today.
The positions that were cut, the employees, teachers, support staff, were those surplus positions? Do we know if we've got schools that are bursting at the seams. I can only imagine we need staff. Do we have any insight into why these certain positions were cut?
I'm not sure. That's where Heather would be sort of more of an expert. And unfortunately, she's occupied today. So I don't really have an answer for that.
Okay. All right. We're throwing curveballs at you today.
That's okay.
We are the fourth biggest school board in the province. Do we have more of a financial strain than maybe other boards in Ontario? I imagine we do. But how did we get to a deficit of that large of a deficit?
Well, I'm not sure that they do. I think if you look at publicly funded, provincially funded institutions, you know, there's a lot of them that are saying they're underfunded, right? It seems like it's a chronic thing. Just for a comparison, the much smaller London District Catholic School Board is facing a $1.2 million deficit. Now that's much smaller, but on a percentage basis, that's a smaller school board, right? So that these kinds of deficits are fairly common. And, but again, obviously 7.6 million is a big gap to bridge for the Thames Valley board still.
There's also a lot of outrage recently at the cost of a 3-day retreat taken by 18 school board administrators, which cost roughly $40,000. So talk about where they went. Where was this retreat? Is this a normal thing for them to do annually?
Well, there is a lot of outrage, an unusual amount. And this has been, as news stories go, we're now 3 weeks into this thing still being a front burner issue in the community and politically, and now at Queen's Park. And this is all based on Heather's reporting. So she's done a great job with it. And it was late August when, you know, sources first contacted her and said, 18 administrators with the board that's facing a $7.6 million deficit, took a 3-day retreat to Toronto, the most expensive place in the province. So she looked at it and she found that they went to the City Center Marriott Hotel for 3 days. And when Heather and I talked about it, we thought, well, wait a second, is that the Skydome Hotel? And of course, that's a 30-year-old hotel. I'm a Blue Jays fan. I'm sure you are too. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are who have never stayed there because we can't afford it. And yet they're there for 3 days. So I think that is what made the story such a raw nerve for people, that they could identify the Blue Jays Stadium Hotel, a place they can't stay. And that's where these administrators stayed while the Blue Jays were playing all 3 days against Cincinnati, by the way. So probably the rooms were about as expensive as they could possibly get. Rooms range from like $300 to $1,200 a night, according to the hotel staff. So that became a very big issue. Mark Fisher, the education director, defended it, said this is standard practice. pre-school year retreats for administrators outside out of town, or that's a standard thing that we do. School spokesperson quickly said, actually, we're going to stop doing that now. By this time, Heather had reported these details. The public's frustration was clear. Trustees who were not part of this trip, this is bureaucrats. This is not elected trustees, were very concerned. And fast forward to today, where Mark Fisher is now on a paid leave, and the school board has released the full cost of a 3-day retreat, more than $39,000, which is double what I roughly estimated it would be. And when Heather and I talked about it, I said, it could have been $20,000. Can you imagine if that's what they spent? And they actually spent basically twice that much.
Wow.
So you can imagine, and you can probably understand the frustration for taxpayers.
Some of the unions, the school board unions are obviously outraged as well, saying, $40,000 could pay for an ECE for a year. Some of our employees make that amount of money in a year. So I can imagine there's outrage among unions, staff members, maybe people who were laid off earlier because of the deficit.
Yeah, and teachers too. Well,
teachers too.
Heather's heard from a lot of angry people. We've got a lot of angry taxpayers too. And I think one of the things that frustrates them, again, this is the kind of thing that drives this sort of thing home, is $500,000 cut from field trip budget, right? Well, and someone said to me, well, the administrators got their field trip. And I thought, oh boy, that is really true, right? Like, that's the way that it's being perceived by people. They got the $40,000 field trip, but there are kids that won't get a field trip this year because of that budget cut. And it's the kind of thing that really draws people's ire. And I think that it's understandable, right? It's very relatable and it's very understandable.
And they weren't forthcoming about the cost initially, because the trustees were asking about the cost and it wasn't initially released. Is that right?
Well, Heather, our reporter Heather, was asking about the cost, and they were not giving it up. So Mark Fisher is now on a paid leave. It's not clear the exact circumstances of that paid leave. This is the education director, the top official with the board, who was on that trip and defended the trip initially. He's now on a paid leave. A former education director, Bill Tucker, who I think is pretty widely respected, he's been brought in out of retirement to run the place. And he and the head of the board of trustees, shortly after the leave started, they published the cost. They broke it down and said it's $39,400, I think is what it was. So yeah, no, they were not telling us. But now they have, and I have to give them credit. I got to give credit to the trustees and credit to Bill Tucker for being forthright, because that's what people want. They just want to know.
Yeah, absolutely. Why wasn't this retreat done in London? I mean, I can only, if they're having just meetings and things like that, why couldn't it be done at the school board or at a school?
It's a good question.
Because it was in August before school began, right?
Well, yeah, well, the standard practice is what Mark Fisher had said. This is standard practice for boards. I know the Catholic board, which again is facing a $1.2 million deficit roughly, they had a one-night retreat, they say, in St. Catharines. I think it was for 20 staffers. This is 3 nights, Rogers Centre Hotel in Toronto, 18 administrators. So this is a fairly common practice, but I think that when you're in a deficit, these are the exact kind of things you don't do. The exact kind of things you don't do. This is the easy cuts to make. And I think that's what's drawn so much ire and made it, I'll just say, in the context of a news story, that's made it such a long-standing, ongoing news story, is that to your there is no answer to your question. Why wouldn't they do it in London? I don't know. And I think that's another reason. Yeah, it's another reason that's frustrated people.
Absolutely. So now we've learned that Bill Tucker is taking over as the education director, and Mark Fisher's on paid leave. We don't know. We only found that out, I mean, if you're a parent like I am in the Thames Valley Board, I've got kids in the Thames Valley Board. We received an email, a couple days into school, saying the education director's on a paid leave. We haven't been given any. Have you found any information about why he's off, what that's related to, if he's even coming back? Do we know anything?
No, and it's tricky to talk about it, right? I mean, we don't know the specifics. I mean, the timing is, fairly obvious, right, about what happened. And then followed by Jill Dunlop, the education minister, saying we're going to do an operational audit of the whole school board, which is, to my mind, kind of unprecedented. I don't know that that's ever happened with Thames Valley before. And it underscores the concern they have at Queen's Park. But we're not sure about, we can't report the details because we don't know them about what exactly is the circumstances of the paid leave.
Sure. Let's talk about the audit. What prompted the audit? I guess Queen's Park knows that we're in a deficit. Thames Valley's in a deficit. But what prompted the audit?
Well, Well, I think I would say Heather Rivers' reporting prompted it, right? She is the one who pieced all this together. And it was a few, maybe a week into her reporting where she interviewed a spokesperson for the education ministry who was very blunt in her criticism of this retreat. This is before the $40,000 price tag was published. And someone said to Heather, they're gonna audit this board based on the tone of that statement. And I thought, we'll see. And then here we are. So I think, I give her a ton of credit. And I think that I think Jill Dunlop, the education minister, had a reference to this is just common sense. Money should be going to classrooms and to students and to teachers. And I mean, I've criticized teachers as much as anybody, right? But I also have a lot of respect for them, and I know how hard they work and what a great job they do. I mean, look at the students
Yeah,
we produce. Look at the
absolutely.
people we produce. So this is common sense was Jill Dunlop's quote, I think word for word. And the fact that they've taken this step is very unusual, and I think it suggests there might be broader issues. I know that her statement, Jill Dunlop's statement, made a reference to looking into executive compensation, and I can't remember the exact numbers, but there were big raises at the Thames Valley Board last year, also, right, to a number of administrators, like double-digit raises. So I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying that Queen's Park is looking into it. Also, which is an interesting thing, irrespective of the Blue Jays Stadium hotel retreat.
Yeah, I mean, 40,000 in the grand scheme of things is kind of a I don't want to say it's a drop in the bucket, but I mean they have a multi-million dollar deficit.
No,
So
I actually, the number shocked me. The 40 G's, that shocked me. That is like, because I thought maybe it's going to be 20 and people will say exactly, whatever, it's not that much. But 40,000 is a lot. It's enough to pay a educational assistant's annual salary, right? And I'm surprised by that amount of money and the breakdown of it. I think it was $5,000 for travel. We're trying to figure out exactly how you spend $5,000 to get to Toronto.
I mean, that's $2,000 a person who went.
I could get you to Toronto for $50 in gas, or I guess $100 to get back home. But anyway, so yeah, still lots of questions, right? Still lots of questions. And I suppose people are applauding Queen's Park for getting involved, and we'll see where it goes from here.
Do we know if they have they begun their audit? Like, do we know the process? What are we kind of looking for forward to with
Not
that?
not sure about that. I know the trustees are meeting next week, which will be there will be lots of questions asked and lots of answers given by, and I'm assuming Bill Tucker will be at the helm of answering those questions. The fact that he's been brought in, they've announced the audit. I'm assuming it's underway, but the kind of the cut and thrust of exactly what they have to do and how long it's going to take, we're not sure.
All right. Well, we'll definitely be watching Heather's reporting on this, and we thank you for stepping in for her today, but I'm sure
My
that
pleasure.
there will be more to come, and you can check that out at alefpress.com. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you.